This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the flower, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
No city slickers allowed here. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Some people accuse me of being a city slicker, but I'm far from that. I can get dressed up, though, and not look bad. Doug is here. Kara is at the controls, Kara Schillen. And in a moment, we're going to meet Kevin Skunis, who has a focus on corn. I want to, and I think maybe part of what I want to talk to Mr. Skunis about is what I'm about to observe now in terms of the organic market. This program is here to solve problems for the American family farmer, for those who are running farm-type operations, stores, businesses, that sort of thing. And for the locavores, the biggest part of the audience are, in fact, the people who are using the products that are grown by us on our farms. I'm a dairy farmer, so again, I'm going to be very tuned into what Mr. Skunis says, because we use a lot of corn on the farm. But I wanted to talk for a minute about something that's becoming more and more of a problem, and I don't know what the solution is. I'm putting it out there because maybe we can find a solution or come up with some solutions. What I ask is for people to send me emails, doug@dougsteffen.com, with ideas on what you'd like me to talk about, issues that you want me to pursue. And one of the notes that came in a couple of weeks ago has to do with organic marketing and how much has gone into this space, double-digit growth, but the organic label is fraudulent, I think, in many ways. Food safety issues are part of what people are focused on. The grocery wholesalers and retailers, fast food marketers who are pushing organic or so-called organic products and ingredients. The sector is growing, but not all of the products really are organic. The USDA has screwed this up to a fairly well. The big businesses that want to be in on the organic, because there's a lot of money in it. Food that's organic sells for 25 to 40% more than the unorganic, non-certified foods. And so and a lot of the stuff that was heretofore grown in our country is now being grown overseas. All the organic food now, or much of it, is coming in from China and Turkey and Mexico and Brazil because it's cheaper to grow it there. And they don't have, let's face it, they have a casual relationship with the inspectors, not like we are supposed to have here. A lot of bribery, a lot of fraudulence. And so I saw something about a Brazilian incident reported by a magazine called Food and Water Watch that leads credence to this. The corruption, bribery, using chemicals to cover up rotten meat, whether it's organic or not, that kind of stuff. Salmonella problems, that if it's coming from South America, some of the meat coming from Europe, falsifying health certificates for people. It's just a mess. So we've allowed our government, and it'll be interesting to see how things change. Our government has allowed this fraudulence to take place outside our country, but here, the U.S.-based certifiers are, they can't claim that they know the certification is legit because they're not responsible for production. So there's little or no inspection. The same thing we've heard for years and years and years about stuff coming here. It's like these people are anti-American. Why do they want to let all of this stuff come in here when, in fact, we do such a great job with it ourselves? Or we would if it wasn't for the co-opting of these people, the corruption. So it's food for thought. But as you as a consumer purchase organic products at the store, know that for the most part you're not getting what you get if you go to the farmer and the local businesses that you trust that sell these things. Then you know you're getting what you're paying for the most part. Buying the crap that comes in from other countries is not necessarily giving you what you think you're paying for. All right, that's my overview on that. In a moment, we meet Kevin Skunis, who is the vice president of the National Corn Growers Association, fourth-generation farmer, just the kind of fellow we want to talk to on the American Family Farmer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
On Halloween, thousands of college students attend costume parties, the bizarre attire being part of the fun. But this year, they found the PC police in charge on campuses across America. One university said it didn't matter if students admired Pocahontas or if Prince was their favorite singer. Minority students were allowed to wear such costumes, but white students could not. Desperate to avoid offending anyone, dozens of colleges posted such rules. One advises against traditional headwear from other cultures, while many others simply tell students not to wear costumes representing a culture that is not theirs. Their own. Well, that certainly eliminates devils, witches, ghosts, and superheroes. Maybe we should look through the lens of liberty and realize that making everyone dress up as themselves would be a mean trip, not a treat.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
No one ever said, give it a bit. No one ever said, give it less. We say, give it everything. The world wasn't built by half measures, by the half-hearted. So when we set out to build our boldest SUV ever, we didn't hold anything back. Introducing the all-new Telluride. Kia. Give it everything. Expected spring 2019 in limited quantities.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond a resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with the free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
15 past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Kevin Skunis, who is vice president at the National Corn Growers Association, has 6,000 acres in North Dakota, raises 55% corn, 45% beans. Do people know, I think generally speaking, people know, Kevin, that beans mean soybeans. Don't you think most people know that by now?
Yeah, I think that's probably correct, yes. Yeah, we raise soybeans for the most part here, but we have a fair amount of edible beans in our area, but our farm is corn and soybeans, yes.
So what's changed about now? This is a big family farm, 6,000 acres. What's changed now as you control it versus what was going on when you were a kid growing up there?
Well, so in North Dakota, 35, 40, 50 years ago, corn was mainly grown. People were, feeding their own livestock.
Mm-hmm.
With the seed genetics that we've had come in now in the last several years, our farm historically was wheat, barley, just a few soybeans, sunflowers, and sugar beets. And over the years, as the different crops have changed, and we've just realized that corn was pretty profitable with the increased yields that we've been getting from the new seed varieties. It's just become more profitable. Selling corn, the ethanol market has made it more profitable for us. So we've just in the last 20 years become a corn and soybean farm.
So there's a lot of controversy with people who listen to this program. There's good and bad to the seed varieties and to some of the modifications that have taken place. You just mentioned one of the pluses is that you can harvest more. There are those who think that there is a cost to that. And I wonder what you think, whether it's your land that's paying the price or if anybody is paying the price for these increased yields.
Well, no, I don't believe we are. In fact, we're with our new seed varieties, and we're not even talking about all of our seed varieties are not Roundup ready. They don't have traits in them, but we do raise traded seeds, traded corn, traded soybeans, And we're growing way more bushels on an acre than we used to with new methods, new tillage methods. We're using our fertilizers better. We're using any herbicides that we put on. We use way less herbicides now because we're targeting any weeds that are out there. And we are, you know, we're growing the same amount of corn on 37% less acres these days than we did probably 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So there's good and bad to it. That's what I hear. I'm looking at something in a thing called Corn Illustrated, and it references the time to apply fungicides and how those have changed. How do you view that work? And because I'm trying to give the audience that's not familiar with what happens on a farm like yours, what really is the process? You've said that you are using less of the things that seem to be problematic for some people. So how do you, is it just ingenuity? People have come up with different ways of making this more profitable without it taking its toll on the end user?
Well, we know that you need a healthy plant all during the growing season to produce as much as it can, whether it's soybeans or corn. So you mentioned fungicides. So, you know, our universities have done you know, many research over the years that find that a healthy plant. So we go out there and scout our fields. First of all, you know, so we put our nutrients down. We plant the seed in the spring. We walk our fields. We scout our fields, and if we see any diseases out there that might rob yield, then we probably we'll go in and we'll buy some fungicides and we'll spray fungicides on to try and keep the plant healthy. But we do a lot of scouting. We don't just go out and spray something because that's what our dads did or that's what we did 20 years ago. We go out and scout. If we find a problem, we try and fix the problem, whether it's weed control, whether it's disease control in the crop, whether it's the lack of nutrients. We can now go out and we can, once the plant is up, we can tell by the color of the plant if it needs some nutrients. And we can do all these things, and we do them as we need them, not just a one-size-fits-all. So we're doing a lot of scouting, and we're using way less inputs than we did several years ago.
All right, this is instructive. This is helpful information for all, including the end user. I'm going to relay something that's bothering me. My farm, I have used about 800 acres of land in and around where I am, and that's a lot in central Massachusetts where I am. And the problem we're having this year is the same problem we had last year in reverse. We had horrible corn. Corn pretty much was non-existent last year because we couldn't, by the time we could get in the ground, the drought had started. And nothing came out of the ground. Now, this year we have the exact opposite. We haven't had one day of sunshine in the past 14, and in the past month we've had 3 days of sunshine. That's it. The rain is coming in torrents, so we can't put seed in the ground either. So the weather patterns, and I wonder how you deal, as somebody who's growing a lot more than I am, with some of the crazy weather patterns.
Well, I don't know if it's crazy weather patterns. It certainly is cyclical, though. If, you know, I've been farming a long time. If people actually remember back, you know, we've had early springs, we've had late springs.
Yeah.
But you really just have to be patient. You know, farming on a scale that we do, even though we're a family farm. You know, we no corporation here. It's just us. You know, we do have some hired help, but it's not for the faint of heart because
no.
You can get those stretches. And we've had a stretch of about 2.5 weeks. It is 62 right now, but we haven't hit, you know, 65 degrees, you know, in 3 weeks, it doesn't seem like. And our crops are mostly out of the ground, but they're just standing still. And that's, you know, that's really difficult to drive around and watch because we're trying to figure out what the crop's going to be for the year.
Yep. Now, the weather is supposed to improve in the next few weeks. But for me and for you, even though you're in the Dakotas and I'm in Massachusetts, it's been a serious thing. But you're right. The cycles are something we prepare ourselves for. I don't say, oh, woe is me. I just say, oh, I'm hoping that I can get something that's better than last year. And that's what we keep our fingers crossed. We're having a conversation about corn with Kevin Schooners, and it's 21 past the hour.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome to the farm.
23 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, family farmer, dairy guy, been around cows all my life. Talking to a gentleman who's been on the farm all of his life as well, Kevin Skunez, is involved in the Corn Growers Association, explaining how it's working on his farm, what's going on with planting the diversity in corn and how that's helping the farmers make their crops more productive. So I don't know whether you heard me, Kevin. I think you were on the line listening to me as I went off on my discussion of organics. And I wonder what sort of impact fake organic corn has had, because even in your world, people would like to have organic for various reasons. Not necessarily, they don't need it for ethanol, but there are feeds that are for beef cattle, dairy cattle, that sort of thing, that need to be organic. What do you make of that whole business about how the USDA has handled the organic certificates?
Well, so, you know, I do not have a lot of personal knowledge about that, but we do have, you know, several organic farms in our area, and, you know, I believe we all need to coexist, and we all need to be good neighbors. You know, I haven't heard of the problems in our area. I have a couple of friends who do organic farming. They grow some blue corn, you know, for tortillas and stuff, and they ship it other places. There isn't an awful lot of call for organic corn for feed in our area. You know, North Dakota, we've really fallen behind in the beef and dairy. You know, we have such wide open spaces here and our ground is really very good for growing crops, so it's been hard to put some of this ground into pasture for livestock. So I don't have any personal knowledge really about what you're talking about there on the organic certificates.
Let me dig into your competitor or the competitive nature or situation for corn imports. The worry is that the Trump administration is going to make it easier for this stuff to come in. Either that or not let it in at all. I can't quite figure out which road they're traveling, but they don't seem to like the trade agreements, which haven't always, some of them have been good for farmers, some of them haven't been good for farmers. So I'm wondering, even though you've got 6,000 acres there, You said it's a family operation. It's a big farm, but it's not like the huge conglomerates that are taking over in so many different parts, whether it be the produce area or the dairy area. And so I wonder how you look upon your market and whether imports help or don't.
Well, of course, I think, you know, as a corn farmer, I'm talking about exports, you know, and we do need to export. So in 2016, we had a 15.2 billion bushel corn crop in the U.S. That's all corn grown for whatever reason, organic, conventional. So we know that, you know, we cannot use all of that corn in the U.S. So in North Dakota, as a matter of fact, so we have five ethanol plants in North Dakota, uses about 40% of our corn in the state. So the rest of our corn, you know, has to go someplace else to be fed because our livestock industry isn't very large in North Dakota. On our farm, a lot of our corn actually goes on rail, goes to the Pacific Northwest and is exported to, other countries. We know that Mexico has been an excellent, excellent importer of U.S. corn. They're actually our largest importer at this time of U.S. corn. 31% of my bottom line, the farms around the country, of our farms' bottom lines come from exporting our products out of the country. So we know that agriculture has been a huge win in the export market, and we feel very strongly that we cannot afford to go backwards on any of our
Did you vote for Donald Trump? I just wonder whether you think that you... Hold on to this for a second. I want to come back. I have to pause for a moment, but I want to find out just how... This is not a show about politics, but I'm interested to find out from you whether you think he's helped you so far or not. One or the other, 28 after the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower, Dodge Challenger Hellcat Redeye with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque, and the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congress is asking for answers about the certification process for the troubled Boeing 737 MAX aircraft in the wake of two deadly crashes. At a Senate hearing, the FAA said it's changing the way new planes are reviewed. FAA Acting Administrator Dan Elwell was questioned by senators about the failures that led to the two crashes. He promised changes.
I want to assure you and everyone else that the FAA will go wherever the facts lead us in our pursuit of safety.
Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar wanted to know how the FAA's approval process allowed the 737 MAX to fly with a new anti-stall system that wasn't disclosed to pilots. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 32, the NASDAQ down 48, and the S&P 500 down 13. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had seen my kidney doctor because I only have one kidney that works.
Uh-huh.
And the other one doesn't work at all. And I was pretty close to going on dialysis if it didn't improve. This last visit to my kidney doctor, my kidney it's operating at 21% now. So that's the highest that it's been in the last 8 years. This is really working well for me, and I am so grateful that I found this, that I found you guys.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Time 34 after the hour. Farm and food hour, I could call this as well. Farm, focus on farming, the American family farmer, and the food that's produced. So the food and family report, in a manner of speaking, brought to you in part by the folks at ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, aiming to help you. If you're a farmer looking for help, we have Kevin Schoonis with us. He was talking about he has his family, but he also has some other help that's hired. And I'm sure that he, from time to time, goes through the same exercise that many of you have. You need help this time of year, especially as we're more and more busy on the farm. May I suggest that you do what so many other people are doing on the farm and elsewhere, using ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter is different. Doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. So you post what you want. ZipRecruiter then put it up on hundreds of sites. And if you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, it won't cost you anything. That's right. Free usage to get started with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So you need help on the farm. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Do it. So many other folks are doing to find good talent. That's what you want. Good talent at the right price, the right circumstances. ZipRecruiter figures that out, sends you the right candidates. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use it for no cost. Continuing our conversation here with Kevin Skunas from the National Corn Growers Association, professional farmer himself. When last we were speaking, I asked you about Donald Trump. And I didn't mean to, I know voting is a very personal thing, and I didn't mean it in a sense, the people who love to get on that bandwagon that is so silly, if the president does well, we all do well. And that's what we would want to hope, no matter who you voted for. If you're silly enough to try to be taking him down or denigrating what his purpose is, you don't do anything but hurt yourself. That's the way I look at it, Kevin. What about you?
That's absolutely the way I look at it. And as a member of the National Corn Growers Association and on the board of directors, and this year serving as first vice president, we know that whoever is in office is who we have to work with to try and work through these problems. You mentioned trade. You know, we certainly need to work with whoever is in office to try and get this maybe problem fixed. You're really talking about NAFTA when you talked about that. We know that as a whole, NAFTA was a very good thing, you know, for U.S. agriculture, probably with the exception of the sugar program, which we have a large sugar in this area with sugar beet production. But we need, you know, and we've been in contact with several of the high-ranking Trump administration people, and they say that, you know, we will not allow the agriculture, you know, exports to go backwards. And we have to believe them at this point.
Yep.
And you have to take them at what they say until you find out different.
Yep, right.
Is what I'm saying. And,
yep.
And but you have to be at the table, you know, to, I suppose, maybe protect your interests. And and we're interested in all of agriculture. We know that we're in agriculture, the corn growers is a certain group, but we need to have all of agriculture flourish in the U.S. for everybody to get along. We know that we have to, you know, grow a feeding population of the world. We know that maybe by 2050 there could be 9 billion people on the earth, and we as farmers take that pretty seriously. It's our job, and we're in this job to make money, but we know that we're going to have to produce, you know, twice as much food as we're producing now for that population.
My read on that has been pretty consistent, and I've said this any number of times on this program and other programs that I do and in my farming life. If we don't get the government out of our business to the point where you and I both would probably agree, the last 8, maybe 15, 16 years, the overzealous organizations that have come from the government, the over-regulating of all anything and everything that we do. We need regulation. We need to be watched. But this foolishness that's gone on that has gotten in the way, in my opinion, of us, if it continues the way it is with all the other influences, never mind with being the breadbasket of the world, in 50 years we won't be able to feed ourselves. Because so many farmers are driven out of business, the cost of land. How is that affecting you, the cost of land, with corn being more valuable and doing things the way you do? It must have affected the price of land out there.
Well, it certainly has. You know, so, you know, and the price of land has been cyclical also. You know, so we went in the 1980s, you know, land was probably selling for, you know, $1,500 to $2,500 an acre. However, now, you know, of course, you have to take inflation in. And there's land that has sold in our area for, you know, up to $5,000 and $6,000, maybe even $7,000 an acre. And that's really hard. If you take, you know, you can contract corn, you know, cash corn right now for about $3.20. Do the math on $7,000 an acre land trying to buy that, and the math doesn't work very well. So
no.
You know, we're facing some near crisis in the farm community. We've had some good going in the last 10 years, but you know, income is down 50% from what it was, you know, 3.5 to 4 years ago.
Well, you almost have to be a commodities broker doing what you do. I mean, all of the stuff that we grow or raise is all sort of a commodity. I was just thinking, you were saying the cost of land. And the cost of land, I'm in a suburban area. I'm the largest landowner anywhere between Boston and Worcester. And the developable lots on my land are worth about $300,000 an acre.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, it's laughable how, you know, I was selling raw milk for $11 a gallon, and nowhere near, you know, if you don't have a mortgage, it's a little different, but there's a crazy reality, and that's part of what I'm talking about here. You know, you get into these situations, and you have the kind of competition these big, huge conglomerates are buying in and moving in and making it very difficult for some of the little guys like me. I'm not going to call you a little guy. You're a medium-sized guy. But it's just there's so much pressure on making everything the same. That has to impact what you do to a certain extent. And the prices, because the bigger you are, supposedly the cheaper you can produce things. So does that have a winnowing effect on what you can make profit-wise or what the commodity markets will bear? Because people are willing to sell the stuff more. It's like dairy. Dairy is worthless. Going into a dairy business today in America is ridiculous because we're making too much milk, and everybody around the world is making too much milk. So there's no pressure on what we have available in the marketplace. In the terms of corn, what was it when it first went bananas? Didn't we have $8 a bushel corn like 10 years ago? Was it that crazy? It was pretty crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was, you know, for about a six-month stretch there was some futures prices that were around $8, about 3.5, 4, maybe 5 years ago. I'd have to look back and see exactly when, but yeah. And that came from the supposed drought of 2012 where they, you know, thought we were actually going to be, you know, very short on corn, but our, you know, our ending stocks barely dipped below 1 billion bushels that year even. And so there was a lot of the problem was getting the corn to where it needed to be, where the you know, all the livestock was, where the feed was. And let me give you one, you know, we're kind of talking about that. Let me give you one little visual that I like to do. So in 2014 is a year that I used for an example. We thought we had ending stocks of 1.7 billion bushels of corn at the end of the year. That's what we had left after all the feed, ethanol, all the food. So picture 1.7 billion bushels. A bushel basket's about 18.5 inches across.
Mm-hmm.
1.7 billion bushels would go around the earth at the equator almost 22 times. That's how much corn we had left.
A lot of corn.
That's a lot of corn.
That's a lot of corn.
So, you know, when people, I really, you know, kind of hate to say it this way, but when people think that we're using corn for different, you know, for ethanol, when we have that much corn left over, and last year I think it was 2.3 billion bushels, I didn't do the math on how many times that would go around, but we're doing a good job at raising our crops. We're also trying to do a good job at finding new uses for some of our things. Corn is a very versatile crop.
Yep.
You know, we can make ethanol out of it. The portion that isn't made into ethanol is called dried distiller's grain. That's a high protein animal feed that comes out of the, you know, so we're doing a lot of things. We're taking the industrial oil off the kernel first. You know, corn oils are very, very high profit for these ethanol plants. So there's a lot of things that we're using corn for these days.
Well, I used to feed it to I had a brewer. We have a brewery here in town, and I would go down and get the trucks loaded with the brewer's grain and feed it to the cows. They did very well on it, and they didn't have the negative impact that sometimes regular grain does on their feet and other parts of their body. I found it to be a great, way to get a product that didn't cost you any money and use it to the benefit of the animals instead of these guys. They were taking it to landfills, for God's sakes, and throwing it away. How much, we got a couple more minutes here. How much do you use computer technology? How much social media is involved? Because you're on a wholesale level, so do you need social media? Do you share ideas on the Internet or through various of the social media, Twitter and Facebook, that kind of thing?
Well, I use Facebook. I also have a Twitter account. I I don't really know exactly know how to use it very well.
I do. You and me both.
But, you know, what I try and do, here's what I really like to do about with Facebook. I like to be very positive about agriculture.
Yep.
You know, like I said, we're all in this together. So I try and post things that are favorable to modern agriculture. We have to realize that we're in modern agriculture. We're doing things different than we did, you know, 50 to 100 years ago. And I try and be very positive about that. Get the messages out of what we're doing right in the U.S. agriculture. And that's what I kind of like to use Facebook for. And we also, as a National Corn Growers, you know, we also like to try and get our story out there. We're trying to use Twitter and Facebook to do all of that. And just to try and be very, very positive. I really want to stress that. Be positive about what we're doing. This is a great industry, and we should feel good about what we're doing.
Amen to that. What a pleasure to have you on. Thank you, Kevin. Well spoken and well put. Kevin Skunas, who, if you go to the National Corn Growers Association website, which is ncga.com, ncga.com, you can find out more about what they're doing and what's going on in the corn growing, that side of the agricultural sphere that we have in our country. Best of luck, Kevin. Thank you again. The farm business has become like lots of other businesses. Some of the help have become hooked on drugs. That's what happens sometimes on the farm. You start smoking crazy things and it gets worse. So there are a lot of farmers who are having problems with people in their family, people working for them that are addicted to this, that, and the other circumstances. It's not a good way. It's very deadly on the farm. Anybody who's under the influence is bad news. So if you try to take care of the people who work with you, people in your family who are now in the insanity of this drug world that unfortunately we find so much around us, there's an answer. It's called a Better Addiction Care Facility. You call them at 844-262-8658. 844-262-8658. Hit 1. You'll have a consultation with somebody who can walk you through some of the problems and questions you have, see if they can't solve the problem, and you'll be happy to know that most insurance companies pay 100% of the cost. So, Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658.
Hey, cyber criminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets you take back control of your money and finances, and it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. bankonyourself.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Farmer Doug Steffen here with a sort of an arrow directing you to the American Family Farmer podcasts every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The current podcast, the newest one, we begin with news about bad weather, reminders about checking the snow load on your shelters for animals, reminder to check animal food sources, and then we met Lisa Kavirist, who is the author of Soil Sisters, a toolkit for women farmers, with a focus for much of the podcast on women in agriculture and how they are sprouting up in record numbers. There's an article I see in the National Farmers Union weekly overview of how many women are getting into management ownership working on farms. This lady, Lisa Kavirist, also operates a solar-powered farm and a B&B. So the whole family can go and enjoy, learn about the farm, maybe work on the farm a little bit. So anyway, women farmers and the challenge to develop more programs for them is at the root of our current podcast. You can find it every week. It's a different one, all archived, so you can see the past. Check it out at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, a postscript to my conversation about what's happening and what's likely to happen in the future as we try to figure out how to survive, those of us who have American family farms.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Having the conversation here this week with young Mr. Weber, young Farmer Weber, makes me want to dig more into what's going on our farmland, the tenure, who's staying, who's going, what's the future of agriculture. A lot of farmers that I know are selling their land for development. Others are finding people to rent their land because the children have seen how hard the farmer father and mother have worked, and they don't want to do that. So they put their land into a family co-op and they rent it out to other farm. And you know, there's all kinds of ways of doing that, growing corn, strawberries, whatever it is. But farmers investing in their land don't want to give it up. I certainly don't. I have worked for 10 years to save this farm of mine, and finally have figured out how to make it viable. Has everybody else done that? Can you do it? You're looking at the trends ahead. In the next, let's say, 10 years, 20 years, the average ages of farmland owners edges up. I think the average is, what, 56 or something? Now going towards 60. Farmers continue to be the most typical buyers of agricultural land, but dominance is slipping because it's so profitable to sell it to developers. Non-farmers own more and more of the land. The rented acreage that farmers are now, you know, farmers that buy a big square mile patch in Iowa and Nebraska and they rent it out to farmers because farmers can't, they don't have enough money to buy it, so a businessman buys it, he rents it out. I think there's going to be a lot more women as I look ahead. I think talking to a lot of people, I was just mentioning that in the podcast that's currently at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, our focus is on women owners and operators. And even though we have fewer farm operators, more and more of them will be women. And then the people we're selling to are demanding more traceability, more sustainability. And they don't want to pay for it. The old story. It's always been the story. People do not want to pay for the good food that they're getting. So that's why we're getting the crap that we are from China, from Asia, the Canadians and what they're doing. I just noticed something in the lobster market in Maine is getting killed because the Canadians have taken off the tariffs. So the Chinese are buying their lobsters from Canada instead of from Maine fishermen. It's just amazing what's going on. And the reality won't change. You got to stay with it. Keep up with it. Keep the land viable. Keep it going. And we're here to help inspire you every week on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour. Check out the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.